theoretically, the revenue grant, although it paid most of their bills at the time, it was probably only 75% of the overall cost of the building. So we needed to find the other 25% through lets, i.e. booking the hall out on an hourly rate to local community groups who could afford to pay.
So it was a, what they call, community capacity building. A community asset on top of that.
Aye, I mean, I don't think the term community capacity building was invented then.
No, it was another one.
But it was similar to that. I think as well, the community was so strong. It had a strong social conscience. I mean, if we go back as far as that, I mean, as I can remember Dalmeny Park, the bowling green, in the summertime, absolutely packed with local people, engaging each other, talking, gossiping, drinking coffee, stuff like that. So there was certainly something needed for the young people. We had our official opening in October 1990, so there you go. I must have been building the programme for a good number of months until we had our official opening. Quiet to start with. Strange thing was, a lot of the teenagers who had been using the building before it was refurbished had been given carte blanche to just do as they pleased. Spray paint, there was holes in the wall. We were forever going about with bits of plasterboard and nailing bits and pieces up. And when we reopened, the young people came in and I think when they were rattling about in this shiny new building, they were unsure how to treat it. And in theory, it wasn't a bad thing because that generation were ready to move on anyway, whether it was university, working, things like that. But the younger ones who were coming through, had never used the building before, came through the door to this bright new child-friendly facility and took to it. And thankfully, since that day to this day, the young people have taken a bit of ownership of this place.
And you had as well a community development officer?
We certainly did.
Carol Scarth?
Carol Scarth,
20-odd
yes.
20-odd years as
yeah,
well.
What the deal was, although the council were happy to revenue fund the youth centre, they were not prepared to give us a community development worker. But that's when the project, development project moved in. As they were the driving force behind the building, they offered to take on the role of youth development. The council were happy to give them funding. And the development officer up there, responsible for the young people, was called Carol Scarth. He was seconded to the centre for 25 hours a week, working with young people, helping the board to develop, advising them on good practice guides and how the council would like to see the money spent and stuff like that. And Carol had been with us from that day until maybe 4 years ago, until she moved on. Times have changed. The council, obviously, with impact to the cuts and everything else, we don't have quite as many hours seconded to us now, but the development project certainly has a good working relationship with the centre. One of the key elements of that will be the fact that the youth session staff are all paid through the development project to work here in the youth centre. Now, there has been a bit of confusion over that. People looking in and asking what the relationship is are totally unaware that we have two separate management structures, two separate charity numbers. The project staff possibly work more with the 12 years and over. The youth centre does most of its work in the community with the primary, well, younger than that, for playgroup right up to primary 7.
Yeah, when I came in there earlier on, it was just all the little toddlers.
The playgroup, yeah.
Playgroup going out and then,
exactly.
And obviously, you can't see the building as we are doing the recording, but when you walk in, it's like walking into bright sunshine. It's oranges and yellows, and it is. It's just like, you said to me earlier, you can come in here on a dreek Edinburgh morning and you just walk straight into sunshine. It does lift your spirits.